A shipwreck loaded with 17 tons of gold and silver coins worth maybe $500 million. That is not the premise of a Hollywood movie, but a real-life discovery. Deep sea explorers have reportedly found what could be the richest shipwreck ever, somewhere in the Atlantic Ocean. Joining me now is Greg Stemm. He's the co-chairman of Odyssey Marine Exploration, the company that found this treasure. And, well, how did you find it?
Well, we use deep ocean technology that's come available through the military and through the oil companies, and they've spent fortunes developing this stuff, and we thought about 20 years ago that it would be a really good idea to take it and see if we could find these shipwrecks that have been lost for centuries in the bottom of the ocean.
And so this one is from when?
This one is from the colonial period. We're not being real specific about it yet. We think we know what it could be, but we want to be really, really careful before we tell everybody about it.
Where did you find it?
We found it in the Atlantic Ocean. In reasonably deep water. And
can you be a little more specific? That's a big
no,
ocean.
No, not at this point. As I know, you're going to get in your boat and head right out there, right?
Yeah, is there still some money to be found?
Well, you know,
I know how to scuba dive.
Well, unfortunately, there's a depth that scuba diving wouldn't be very comfortable.
I see. Okay, so when you found this, could you believe what you found? 17 tons of gold and silver?
Well, you know, we've been doing this for a long time. We had a nice success about 3 years ago with the Republic, and we recovered about 50,000 coins from that particular shipwreck. But I got to tell you, nothing prepared us for the sheer size of 500,000 coins. I think there's some images out there that I think are on our website at shipwreck.net and elsewhere where you can see the, you know, piles and piles, buckets and buckets and buckets and buckets that this takes up. It presented us with all kinds of very complicated challenges. You don't think of, you know, dealing with a lot of coins as being work, but the guys that are out there are actually just worn out, and to them, coins are just like bricks right now.
Yeah. Well, do they get to keep any of them?
Well, no, they belong to our shareholders. We're a publicly traded company, so I think we have about 8,000 shareholders out there, and I think they're all pretty happy today, the people that at least know about it.
Okay, so when you bring up all these rare coins, then what happens to them?
Well, they go through a conservation process, and I've got to tell you, that is where nobody's ever had to conserve 500,000 coins before. But they're coming out much nicer than we actually anticipated. They're absolutely beautiful, and some of them are still mint state.
Well, the rare coin community must be just delighted.
I can tell you that already this morning I've had about a half dozen calls from our friends that are dealers out there saying, when can we get our hands on these coins?
And when will they get their hands on them?
Well, after the coal conservation process is finished. You know, we want to make sure they're conserved properly and recorded properly. This is an archaeological excavation, and not only do we conserve them, but we photograph every single one, and we keep a study collection of the unique ones together. And the ones that are duplicates, and there's a lot of extra ones, then we make those available to the public.
Well, Greg Stemm, congratulations.
Madeline, thank you very much. It's a real pleasure, and stay tuned. Maybe there will be another one in the near future.
Oh, I can hardly wait. Okay, Greg Stemm, co-chairman of Odyssey Marine Exploration, recently found maybe the richest shipwreck ever somewhere in the Atlantic Ocean. Thanks again, Greg.
Thank you, Madeline.